Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Now the question, what do the Hindus pray? My answer for that, we have got Vedic prayer, Asato Ma Sadgamaya. O Divine Power, O God, lead us from bad to good. Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya. O God, lead us from darkness to light. Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Lead us from the pains and difficulties of the life to the sustainable and permanent peace. Our Vedic prayer always being chanted as Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavandu. Let everyone in the world become happy. We have never prayed that let only the Hindus become happy. We have never prayed Haindavaha Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. We have never prayed let all Indians become happy. We have never prayed Bharatiyaha Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. We have never prayed let all those who are worshipping Mahavishnu, let all those who are worshipping Lord Krishna, let all those who are worshipping Lord Rama go to heaven. We have never said. Hindus' prayer used to be Sarve Bhavandu Sukhinaha. Let everyone become happy. Sarve Sandhu Niramaya. Let everyone become healthy. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Let us see everyone in their glorious energetic form. Ma kaschit dukkha bhavet. Let not even a single person suffer pains in their life. So our prayer was for everyone. All the 700 crore people in the world, whether they are Christians or Muslims or leftist or rightist or middle east or those who hate Hindu Dharma, those who follow Hindu Dharma, independent of all these factors. Let everyone become happy. Our Vedic prayer tells you Sahana Vavadu. Let us exist together. Sahana Ubhunaktu. Let us share the result of the work together. Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Let us work together. Tejasvina Vadhitamastu. Let us enlighten together. Ma Vidvishavahai. Let us not have hatred towards anybody in the world. This is the constructive message given. This is the positive, really effective messages given in Hindu Dharma. And these are all the messages of Vedas. Hundreds and thousands of Vedic prayers are there. Bhadram karne bhisruno yama deva. Let us all listen through our ears the glorious messages of the world. Bhadram pashimaksha bharya jatraha. Let us all see the glorious positive things around us. Stirai rangai ihi tushtu vagam sastanobhir vyashema devahitam yadayuhu. As long as my body is composed of healthy organs, let me undertake the service of the people in the world. Do divine good things for others. That is the message of Hindu Dharma. And also, we can say our prayer continuously goes through Ramayana, Mahabharata and Puranas. Next we will go to the another question. What is the purpose of life, aim of life in Hindu Dharma? We have got a variety of answers for that. See, the purpose of life in Hindu Dharma is getting the experience in our life, not preparing for a life. So living a happy life, living all type of experience, encultured life. Many a times we think that when we pray to the God for getting something, that is a preparation for living. But Hindu life is experience of living. What is the real message of Hindu Dharma? Upanishads tell us that Uttishtata Jagrata Prapyavara Nibodada. This is the purpose and pathway of life. This has also been quoted by Swami Vivekananda. What is Uttishtada? Gloriously stand up. Gloriously wake up. And face the glorious life with a glorious positive attitude. That is Uttishtada. Jagrata. Please remember that you are living in Jagat. What is the meaning of Jagatta? Jagatta means the one which is born, the one which is maintained for some time, and the one which gets destroyed after some time. The birth, maintenance and the death. Whatever things have got this beginning, middle and end. That is what is called Jagat. Brahma Satyam. Jagat Mithya. Jagat is temporary. So Jagrata means be aware that you are not permanent here. Be aware that you are living in this world. So be aware that you are not permanent. Be aware that you may be here on the surface of the globe earth for about 27,000 days or 28,000 days. If we say that you are here for 80 years, that means you are here for 1 billion second. That's all. Before your birth, who, where you were, not known. After your death, where you will be, not known. In between these two, Dehi nosmin yada dehe kaumaram yuvanam jara, tada dehandara praptir dhirastatra namukhyati. So the birth and the death in between, you have got the playground. So uttishtata jagrada prapyavara nibodada. Enlighten yourself continuously by acquiring knowledge from the scholars. That is the purpose of life. Gloriously waking up, remembering that you are not permanent here, enlightening yourself every minute by acquiring sustainable and permanent knowledge from the scholars. But the rishis from Upanishad tell you that Churasya Dhara Nishida Duratyaya Durgam Padastat Kavayo Vadanti. That pathway is not that easy, it is difficult even then. It is good. So that is the life message of Hindus. And for a common man it is told, the life message is Purushartha. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Chaturvida Purushartha. What does it mean? Dharma, living a dharmic life, a righteous life, a glorious, positive life, which makes you and all those who are associated with you happy. So, dharma. We say Sanatana Dharma. We say Dharma Yuddha. We say Dharma Shastra. We say Dharma Rashtra. Where the positive attitudes of individuals, positive attitudes of the family, positive attitudes of the society, positive attitudes of the nation are put together. That is dharma. So dharma, the dharmic way of life. Artha, acquiring money, prosperity, artha through dharmic pathway. Acquiring prosperity, wealth through dharmic pathway. Kama, fulfilling all your desires using the wealth that you are acquiring in a dharmic pathway. So dharma in the life, dharma in acquiring wealth, dharma in enjoying the life, and finally moksha, getting detached from everything that you are associated and remembering that you have to go back. You have to face the death one day. So Chaturvidha Purusharta is purely the method for preparing the life and experiencing the life. So we say that is also the purpose of life. So purpose of life through Chaturvidha Purusharta, purpose of life through Upanishad, Uttishtada Jagrada, Prapyavara Nibodada. In the next question, I will explain the purpose of life through Bhagavad Gita. Thank you. I was telling you about the purpose of life as explained in Hindu Dharma. Lord Krishna, 51 centuries ago, has explained the pathway of life and purpose of life in the 5th shloka of 6th chapter. 5th shloka of 6th chapter in Bhagavad Gita. Uddhare dātmanātmānam na ātmānam avasādayet ātmaiva hyātmano banduhu ātmaiva ripurātmana. Lord Krishna explained this to Arjuna. That message was not merely meant for Arjuna, it is meant for everyone in the world. As we used to say, Hindu dharma oriented literature are not meant for Hindus alone. It is meant for everyone in the world, independent of caste, religion, linguistic background, age, sex, country of origin, attitude, political background, or anything of that sort. Hindu literature are meant for everyone in the world. It is their freedom to accept it or reject it. But not even a single place in any one of this 2000 foundation literature, 10,000 commentaries, 1 lakh sub-commentaries, it is mentioned that these books or this knowledge are meant for Indians. Nowhere it is mentioned it is meant for Hindus. It is mentioned that it is meant for everyone. Adado Brahma Jijnasa. Whomsoever is interested in acquiring knowledge, they can utilize it. So remember that Lord Krishna gives this message of life in the 6th chapter, 5th line, Uddhare dātmanātmānam. Enlighten yourself. Enlighten your family. Enlighten your society. Enlighten your nation. Uddhare dātmanātmānam. That enlightening you have to do by yourself. You cannot depend upon others for enlightening you. So uddhare dātmanātmānam na ātmānam avasādayet. Never denigrate others. Never denigrate ourselves. Never denigrate our family member. Never denigrate our society. Never denigrate our nation. Never degrade ourselves. Never belittle ourselves. Never make fun of ourselves. Na atmanam avasadayet. Atma iva hyatmano bindu. Remember that we ourselves are our closest relatives. I myself is my closest relative. My family members are my closest relatives. My society members are my closest relatives. People belonging to my nation are my closest relatives. Atmaiva ripuryatmana. If I am not properly handling myself, I become my own enemy. If I am not properly handling my family members, they will become my own enemy. My own society members will become my own enemy. My own people in my country will become my own enemy. So remember that. Uddhare dātmanātmānam na ātmānam avasādaye ātmaiva hyātmano bandhu ātmaiva ripuryātmana. Enlighten yourself. Never denigrate yourself. Remember that you yourself are your closest relatives and you should not become your own enemy. This is the life message given by Lord Krishna. So we can say the purpose of our life is experiencing the positives and the negatives of the life and facing the life just like Lord Rama, Lord Krishna could face the life and make others prepare for facing their life. So we can say that the purpose of our life is making heaven here itself. Not preparing ourselves for going to a heaven which is above the sky. Wrongly we think that one, the heaven is above the sky. I would like to tell you clearly that if the heaven would have been above the sky, hundreds and thousands of rockets and satellites have been launched from the earth. There is no observation that even a single satellite, even a single rocket, even a single Skylab hit the heaven in the sky. So we can say the heaven is here on the surface of the globe here. So we say Swargam is here. Naragam is also here. We create that. So our purpose is not for going to the heaven, but creating heaven here itself. That is the attitude, approach, pathway, aim and motto of Hindu dharmic life. Now the next question, how to elevate ourselves as per Hindu dharma? All the religions tell you that you go on worshipping God. You go on approaching the God and give all your pains to the God. You will become happy. But remember that Hindus give a correct, rational, scientific and logical message to you that God is not the borrower or purchaser or customer for your sins. God gives you directly or indirectly through His manifestations and the manipulations the dharmic pathway of life. It is not the vehicle which hit somewhere, but the driver is the cause for hitting a vehicle. As such, the petrol or the diesel or the gas in the vehicle, they are not responsible for the accident of the vehicle. accident created by the vehicle. It is the driver. So here too, it is the individual who are doing the adharma, negative and bad things. So the sufferings cannot be handed over to the God. Even a railway ticket is not transferable. Your hunger, your thirst, your pain, they are not transferable to somebody else. Then how can we transfer our negatives to somebody else or even to God? So we say that we have to elevate by acquiring knowledge and by passing through Jnana Yoga by acquiring knowledge, or by passing through Karma Yoga by performing the duty, or through Bhakti Yoga, the pathway of devotion to the nature and natural omnipotent, omnipresent divine power. So we can clearly tell you that our forefathers have told you that Hindu Dharma, where the good done by an individual and the bad done by an individual, the result of the good action and the result of the bad action, the reward of the good action and the reward of the bad action or punishment of the bad action has to be suffered by the individual. So their responsibility to do good action for good result and good reward, for which you need good knowledge. That knowledge you have to acquire. So Hindu Dharma rationally, logically and scientifically inform you that Acharyat Padamadatte Padam Shishyaswamedhaya Padam Sabrahmacharibhya Shesham Kalakramenacha. Acquire one quarter of the knowledge from the teacher. The second quarter of the knowledge you have to acquire by yourself. Third quarter of the knowledge you acquire from your colleagues, friends and relatives, surroundings. And the last one quarter of the knowledge needed for your life that you will be getting during the process of living. This is the most modern scientific vision too. So we say, acquire one quarter of 25% of the knowledge from your teacher. Don't think that the teacher will be giving you all the knowledge. Don't think that the book that you are learning will give you all the knowledge. No. One quarter of the knowledge you will be getting from the colleges, from the schools or from the ashram or from the guru. Padam Shishyaswamedhaya. Second quarter the student has to make by himself. Padam Sabrahmacharibhya. The third quarter from the surrounding, from the nature, from the colleagues, from the friends, from the relatives, from the elders. And the last one quarter you will be getting during the process of it. This is the messages given.